Welcome to Bell Podcast, powered by IBN. This original audio production delivers market and sector insights, as well as exclusive interviews with innovative executives shaping the future in fast-moving industries, and may feature a client partner of IBN or one of the 60-plus investor-focused brands within IBN's dynamic brand portfolio. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN leverages its extensive distribution network, utilizing multiple proprietary corporate communication tools to introduce both public and private companies to a vast and diverse audience of investors, consumers, influencers, journalists, and other targeted segments of the public. IBN may have received compensation to produce this audio content. Please be sure to read IBN's entire disclaimers for full disclosures. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the next revelatory episode of IBN's Bell to Bell podcast.
Welcome to Bell, the podcast that rings in your financial success. I'm your host, Stuart Smith. Now today we're diving into a crucial development in the medical field as Pax Medica responds to an urgent crisis in Malawi. The country is facing a severe shortage of IV Suramin, a critical drug for treating stage one of sleeping sickness. Joining us are Howard Weissman, CEO of Pax Medica, as well as Dr. Marshall Lemarani, program manager at the Malawi Ministry of Health. Now today, let's explore how this situation is not only just impacting both public health and global efforts to address healthcare emergencies, but we want to dive into how Pax Medica is helping respond to this. So let's start with you, Howard. Howard, first off, welcome and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Howard, can you give us a brief overview of the emergency request Pax Medica received from Malawi?
Of course. We were contacted by the Secretary of Health about a few weeks ago, indicating that they were critically short of one of their main medications, Suramin, to treat African sleeping sickness.
And Howard, what has Pax Medica, what are the steps that you've had to take so far to respond to this urgent request?
Well, interestingly enough, we've had to really take counsel from our advisors. None of us had ever dealt with a situation where a country that's very far away from us asks for a medicine that we're working on as a pipeline medicine. But it turns out that there are methods to export the drug to places where they need it on an emergency basis. And we're exploring all those avenues right now. And we're getting ready to take on this responsibility of getting them this much needed medicine sometime, hopefully in the next few weeks.
Well, Marshall, let's ask you a question now, and thank you once again for joining us. So can you shed some light on the significance of Suramin in treating sleeping sickness?
Thank you. You know, Malawi is the endemic of TB around it, which the main drug we are using is Suramin in the first stage of the disease, and Milasopo in the second stage of the disease. So currently we have a critical shortage of this drug. We are only remaining with the virus for three patients. So we know we have just started here. The next supply we might have it in 2025. So this time, as Malawi is in a critical shortage because we were hit by severe drought, and we know even the behavior of the people who are, at least those who are around the game reserves, they might be going into the reserved area whereby they'll be able to be bitten by infected sense of flies, and we hope the disease will increase. So that's why, as a Minister of Health, we came and even approached our partner, Pax Medica, if they can assist us. So that's why we are here.
Very good. Thank you for that. And Dr. Lemarani, I know that Malawi was a substantial provider of data that was used in Pax Medica's retrospective HAT 301 study. Did your country's contribution to that study influence your decision to request PacMedica's help in securing more Suramin?
Yes, that is what has driven us to come here, because we're on top of that little place, retrospective analysis of Suramin treatment. And with that, we know, we are assured that if you come here, because even the study showed that the drug is very effective on the ground. And when we approached our partner, we hope we will be assisted, as our partner seems to have some of the drugs.
And if I might add also, we've been working with the country of Malawi and also with Uganda to actually get all of this data for the 301 study. I believe it was the first time that anybody had actually collected all of the data and reviewed it to see if Suramin was working in these patients' infections. And so I believe that was the first time that in Malawi you collected that data as well, right?
Yeah, it was the news for us to know. We're just giving blindly, but when Paxlovid did that study, our eyes maybe were open. Now we know that the drug has been working.
100 years into this, as you can imagine, that nobody has actually taken a look at this. So this was the first time. And so I think while the physicians in Malawi believed they were doing the right thing all along, they didn't have any confirmation until this study was completed.
Well, and then let me ask you, Howard, what are the next steps then? What are PacMedica's future plans in response to this crisis?
Well, our immediate focus is to try to assist and get some drug to Malawi as quickly as we possibly can. We just finished making our registration batches for an NDA we are planning to submit later on this year. And so the timing was quite good for us, although we literally just finished this up just a few weeks ago. So we have fresh drug right now. We are finishing up the last pieces of analysis that you have to do after you make drug to make sure that everything is stable and exactly as you imagine it would be in the vial. Once those are complete, we will take the necessary steps to export to Malawi as soon as we can.
Well, thank you, Howard, and thank you, Marshall, for both sharing your insights. That's the time that we have here today. I want everybody to join us next time for more updates right here at the Bell to Bell podcast. This is Stuart Smith signing off.
Thank you.
The Bell to Bell podcast is an original content production powered by IBN, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers next-generation corporate communication solutions. Utilizing proprietary corporate communication tools such as news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness techniques, among others, IBN introduces both public and private companies to diverse audiences to enhance reach and recognition. IBN may receive compensation for services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned in this production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities in their own accounts. This production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities that may be mentioned in this production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries inherent investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This production by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see IBN's full disclaimers and disclosures at www.ibn.fm/disclaimer. Music in this episode is by Infraction. For more, visit inaudio.org.